7:43. So earlier this month, the Bank of Korea published a report titled Identifying Uncertainty Shocks Due to Geopolitical Swings in Korea. The study's authors used Google Trend to sort out North Korea-related events that could impact South Korean financial markets and real activities. Let's bring in Dr. Lee So-hyun, economist at the Bank of Korea's Economic Research Institute and author of the report. Who better then to find out more from? Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. So when you sought to investigate the impact, economically speaking, of these risks from North Korea, you looked at the tension-increasing events and also reconciliation between 2003 and 2017. So having briefly mentioned that, can you give us an overview of how these events actually influenced our macroeconomy?
Yeah, sure. In general, uncertainty have negative impacts on economy by delaying important economic decisions like investment and consumption. This is often called the wait-and-see effect of uncertainty. For South Korea, the events that increased geopolitical tension from North Korea, such as missile tests and regional military altercations, lead to a bump in uncertainty. And that makes financial market participants less likely to invest in Korean markets. As a result, heightened geopolitical uncertainty due to the tension increasing events decreases equity prices, depreciates domestic currency, and reduces foreign capital inflows. Also, because of the wait-and-see effect, the industrial production and inflation are negatively affected by geopolitical uncertainty shocks. On contrary, we find that reconciliation events such as inter-Korean summit or six-party talks reduces geopolitical uncertainty on average and have positive effects on financial markets and macroeconomic outcomes.
So that follows, I guess, intuition, we might say. On the other hand, I'm kind of surprised, although not surprised, that markets are so vulnerable to the constant flux in inter-Korean ties. I'd like to ask you a bit about this term Korea discount. Many of us might be familiar with that, but can you explain what that is and how North Korean uncertainty affects that here, the financial market in short term and long term?
Well, the term Korea discount refers to the tendency that the equity value of South Korea have been undervalued compared to its regional peers. Among other factors, the geopolitical tension, of course, from North Korea has been one of the important factors weighing down Korean stocks. In our research, we identify exogenous uncertainty shocks due to geopolitical swings in Korea using high-frequency data and estimate the dynamic reaction of economic variables in response to those shocks. So in the short run, the financial markets immediately respond to geopolitical uncertainty shocks, and the responses are substantial and statistically significant. However, the negative effects begin to wear off at around 5 months after the initial uncertainty shocks. And that's what we found in our research.
Right. Makes sense. But last year, the last year of your study was a particularly tense year. And we remember that in response to military provocations, those nuclear tests, South Korea's CDS, credit default swap premium, soared to 76 basis points. But some of us might not be too familiar. I'm not too familiar with CDS premiums. It's not something that impacts on my life at all. What does it mean to have a higher CDS premium?
Okay. Actually, as you mentioned, CDS is an acronym of credit default. And broadly speaking,
right, I'm just going to jump in here, Dr. Lee, because the line has gone a bit funny, and especially on a technical term like that, I'm not able to help out, I must confess. So we'll just see if we can reconnect. But what we've heard so far there from the author of this report from the Bank of Korea follows intuition to a certain extent. You would think that when people are getting all tense about the possibility of a military conflict, that's going to hurt investor sentiment and vice versa. On the other hand, as I also pointed out briefly before, you would think after like decades of this, markets would be a little more resilient and would say, well, we've seen this before, let's hold on a bit longer and see if anything different happens this time around. Pound a sharp 1013 for 51 per message if you'd like to weigh in. You can also find us free of charge on Twitter at EFM This Morning anytime. Maybe I can also use this as an opportunity to tell you what we're going to do later in today's show. We're going to head to the situation in Myanmar with the very concerning attack on a basic right of expression with the jailing of two journalists. But I think we can now return to the Bank of Korea's report on North Korea. So, Dr. E, are you back with us?
Yes.
So you started to explain what exactly this CDS premium is and, you know, why it soared so high, what it even means to have such a high premium.
Yeah, so broadly speaking, credit default swap contract transfers the default risk of a bond from the protection buyer to the protection seller. So when a predefined credit event occurs, the buyer of CDS contract is compensated by receiving the difference between the notional amount and its recovery value. Therefore, the CDS premium is the cost of such protection. So if you think about the CDS premium on South Korean government bond, it reflects the market evaluation of sovereign default risk of South Korea. So a higher CDS premium means that market assigns higher probability of sovereign credit default.
Well, yesterday, the CDS premium for South Korea was far lower than last year. In fact, if we go back a little bit further, September 10th, the level was 39 basis points. Does it indicate that our geopolitical uncertainty factor is deemed pretty low these days due to a far more relaxed inter-Korean mood, an inter-Korean summit planned for next week?
Yeah, to some extent, the current level of CDS premium reflects the relaxed inter-Korean mood. This cannot be the only factor that affects the CDS premium. There could be other important factors that affect international investor sentiment.
Another area that does affect all of us pretty directly, both investors and anyone who's going abroad or changing some money, is the exchange rate. And you found that it's vulnerable to geopolitical uncertainties here on the peninsula.
Yes. The escalation of geopolitical tensions in Korea causes a sharp reduction in demand for its currency because investors are less willing to invest their money in South Korean assets. Also, higher uncertainty at around the times of a tension-increasing event tend to give rise in the volatility of exchange rates. Although our main model emphasizes the financial channel, we also find that higher geopolitical uncertainty causes a depreciation.
And unfortunately, the line's gone again. Yeah, I think we're going to have to reconnect. Even with all our technology here in South Korea and making a local call, we're having major issues with the line this morning. Sorry about that. Dr. Lee So-hyun connecting to us from a position at the Bank of Korea. But many of us as I suggested before, would feel that pinch when it comes to exchange rate uncertainty. But we also see how so much of this, when we talk about the markets, it remains at that level, or we might expect it to remain at that level, you know, of the markets, and would right itself before it has an impact on the kind of real economy. And that's something that I also wanted to ask about, and still would like to ask about. Mentioning before that the mood is pretty good at the moment, and it looks like it's going to continue to be good, because we've got the Inter-Korean summit planned for next week, and there's a strong indication from the US that it wants to hold a summit with North Korea. And we've also heard in the last few hours Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe calling for a summit with North Korea. So all those would be positive market indicators. Just waiting for a signal. It's always interesting doing this through the glass with our production team, who are trying to sort out these phone line issues. But so as I say, it's looking like it's a positive right now. And Dr. E, are you back with us on the line?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, what I wanted to really come on to is an even more real indicator. So exchange rate is somewhere that we would all notice, but production, how does it filter into the kind of real economy around us when the financial markets are getting topsy-turvy?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, one of the important contributions of our study is to investigate the macroeconomic effects of geopolitical uncertainty shocks. Because, like earlier studies, mainly focused on the short-term financial market reactions to North Korea risk, but we find that the heightened geopolitical uncertainty can have recessionary effects on macroeconomics, like inflation and industrial production, up to 2 to 3 months after the initial uncertainty shock. And I think that is one of the interesting findings that we had.
Can we just finish with the latest tension easing events that I referred to before, these summits, or the promise of more summits as well with the US in the future? Can we say that it's likely to have a continued positive impact on the stock prices of Korean companies?
Since the sample period of our study ranges from 2003 and 2017, it is quite difficult to examine the effects of recent geopolitical events such as U.S.-North Korea summit based on our empirical results. However, the results can be interpreted as the average responses due to the geopolitical uncertainty shocks in Korea. So therefore, our study suggests that the latest tension-increasing events could have positive effect on financial markets and macroeconomic situation in general.
Yeah, certainly that would follow our expectations. Dr. Lee Seol-hyun of the Bank of Korea's Economic Research Institute, thank you.
Thank you.